Intercity SmartBus lands $30 million at $140 million valuation to deepen its grip on India's intercity travel market. Intercity SmartBus, a tech-enabled intercity bus platform in India, has secured $30 million in funding to expand its services to smaller cities and towns across the country. The funding, part of a Series D round led by A91 Partners, values the startup at $140 million post-money. With the rise in intercity travel due to migration and improved highway infrastructure, Intercity SmartBus aims to bridge the gap in reliable and comfortable long-distance bus travel. By partnering with local bus owners and utilizing proprietary technology for real-time tracking, the startup offers centralized Lenovo coupon codes and deals, $5,000 off. Lenovo, the largest PC and laptop company globally, offers a range of high-quality laptops and PC peripherals. Wired's list of best laptops includes several recommended Lenovo devices. Black Friday deals include significant discounts such as $5,000 off the ThinkSystem SR650V3 4509Y. Lenovo also offers weekly deals, price matching, and discounts for certain demographics. Their My Lenovo Rewards program allows you to earn points for future purchases. Financing options through Catapult are available for laptops like the Lenovo Yoga 9i. Dell coupon codes, 10% off, November 2025. Get ready for early holiday deals at Dell with up to $650 in savings on top models like monitors, laptops, and desktops. Use coupon code FBUNDLE10 for an extra 10% off accessory bundles until November 2nd. New customers can also enjoy 10% off by signing up for the email newsletter. Students can get a 10% discount, while military members, veterans, and others can access exclusive pricing. Dell's price match guarantee ensures you get the best deal, even after purchase. Don't miss out on these tech savings. Squarespace promo codes, 10% off, November 2025. Squarespace promo codes, 10% off, November 2025. Wired offers a discount code for Squarespace, a versatile website builder perfect for small businesses and individuals. Squarespace provides features like e-commerce capabilities, marketing tools, and customizable templates. Users can save 10% on any plan with the promo code WIRED10. Additionally, students can get 50% off annual plans by verifying their student status. Squarespace Circle offers rewards for users with multiple websites, including discounts and priority customer support. Squarespace also offers Blueprint 8-second. Meta, Google, and Microsoft triple down on AI spending. Three major U.S. tech companies, Meta, Google, and Microsoft, are significantly increasing their spending on AI infrastructure. Meta plans to spend between $70 to $72 billion this year, up from its previous forecast. Google's parent company, Alphabet, expects to spend $91 to $93 billion on capital expenditures by 2025. Microsoft reported revenues of $77 billion, with a 26% increase in cloud business revenue. These investments are driven by the growing demand for AI technology, although concerns about a potential AI bubble are being raised by analysts. India's Snabbit valuation doubled to $180 million in 5 months on its quick house help bet. India's on-demand home help startup, Snabbit, has seen its valuation double to $180 million in just 5 months, thanks to the increasing demand for instant convenience in the country. The company recently secured $30 million in funding, bringing its total funding to $55 million. With a focus on providing quick and efficient home services, Snabbit has seen a significant increase in activity, with daily bookings growing from 1,000 to over 10,000. The startup, founded in 2024, offers a range of services through a network of five. Cluely's Roy Lee on the Ragebait strategy for startup marketing. Cluely's Roy Lee advises startup founders to focus on going viral for marketing success, emphasizing the importance of distribution for non-deep tech startups. Lee, known for his controversial and ragebait strategies, believes in the power of attention over reputation in the social media age. Despite Cluely's viral success, Lee remains tight-lipped about revenue numbers, citing the unpredictable nature of public perception. His approach involves being extreme, authentic, and personal to stand out in a crowded market. NBA champion Tristan Thompson and World Mobile launch community-owned network Uplift, NBA champion Tristan Thompson has teamed up with World Mobile to launch a community-owned mobile network called Uplift. This innovative network, based on blockchain technology and a decentralized physical infrastructure network, offers unlimited data plans starting at $9.99 per month. Uplift aims to challenge the centralized model of the telecom industry by allowing users and local operators to share in the network's revenue and expansion. Thompson's goal is to provide affordable internet access to underserved communities, starting with a rollout in Cleveland, Ohio, and expanding to other cities in 2026. Digg founder Kevin Rose on the need for trusted social communities in the AI era. Digg founder Kevin Rose and Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian are teaming up to create a new social community in response to the rise of bots on the internet. They have purchased the remaining assets of Digg and are focusing on building a platform where trusted users can connect online. Rose envisions a future where small, protected online spaces are essential to combat the infiltration of bots posing as humans. The new Digg will use innovative technology like ZK proofs to verify users without compromising their privacy. Additionally, Rose believes that community moderators should be compensated for their contributions. YouTube announces voluntary exit program for U.S. staff. YouTube is offering a voluntary exit program with severance for U.S.-based employees, as confirmed by the company. CEO Neil Mohan announced the program in an internal memo, along with a reorganization of product teams into three separate organizations reporting directly to him. These teams will focus on subscription products, viewer experience, and supporting creators and building community. Despite the changes, no roles are being eliminated. The move coincides with Alphabet's release of third-quarter earnings, revealing a 15% year-over-year increase in YouTube's advertising revenue to $10. And the winner of Startup Battlefield at Disrupt 2025 is Gleed. At TechCrunch Disrupt 2025, Gleed emerged as the winner of the Startup Battlefield, beating out 19 other startups for the coveted title and $100,000 prize. The competition featured innovative startups like Charterspace, Macrocycle, Nephrogen, and Unlisted Homes, all presenting live demos to a panel of judges, including Aileen Lee and Kevin Rose. Gleed, founded by Kevin DeMoa, impressed with its goal of simplifying the container shipping process using hybrid electric vehicles. Nephrogen, another standout, focuses on Solana co-founder Anatoly Yakovenko is a big fan of agentic coding. At TechCrunch Disrupt, Anatoly Yakovenko, co-founder of Solana Labs, discussed his enthusiasm for agentic coding tools, which have revolutionized software development. Yakovenko praised the efficiency of AI in software tasks, allowing him to delegate and monitor progress easily. Solana, the cryptocurrency protocol he co-founded, has seen significant success, with $2.85 billion in annual revenue and the launch of a successful ETF. Despite criticism for hosting TrumpCoin, Yakovenko emphasized Solana's open protocol nature, enabling various coins to exist. The Microsoft Azure outage shows the harsh reality of cloud failures. Microsoft's Azure cloud platform, along with its 365 services, Xbox, and Minecraft, experienced outages due to an inadvertent configuration change. This marks the second major cloud provider outage in less than 2 weeks, shedding light on the fragility of the internet infrastructure dominated by a few tech giants. The outage impacted Microsoft's website, investor relations page, and Azure status page. The company worked to identify and push a stable configuration to restore services, with full mitigation expected by 7:20 p.m. ET. The incident underscores the interconnectedness and potential vulnerabilities in relying Enumer. 2024's Startup Battlefield runner-up Gecko Materials reveals four new products at TechCrunch Disrupt. At TechCrunch Disrupt, Gecko Materials, the 2024 Startup Battlefield runner-up, unveiled four new products. These products utilize Gecko's super-strong dry adhesive technology inspired by lizards' feet, offering applications like semiconductor wafer handling tools, robotic grippers for smooth surfaces, curved robotic end effectors, and all-purpose grippers for robotic arms. The adhesive can hold significant weight, attach and detach quickly without residue, and has been used in various industries, including space missions. founder Dr. Wuhat, Capella Kirst highlighted the company's growth. Box CEO Aaron Levy on how AI is changing the enterprise SaaS landscape. Box CEO Aaron Levy discussed how AI is impacting the enterprise SaaS landscape at the TechCrunch Disrupt 2025 conference. He believes that AI agents will not replace SaaS companies, but rather work in conjunction with them. Levy envisions a future where SaaS is used for core business workflows, with AI agents assisting in decision-making and workflow automation. This shift will require a new business model for enterprise SaaS, focusing on consumption and volume-oriented use cases with AI agents. Levy sees this as an opportunity for startups to innovate in the agent first. San Francisco Mayor, we should be the testbed for emerging tech. San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie believes that the city should be a testbed for emerging technology, including Waymo and Zoox robotaxis already on the streets. Uber is set to join through a partnership with Lucid and Nuro. Lurie emphasizes the importance of embracing new tech like AI and healthcare innovations. While safety is a priority, Lurie welcomes autonomous vehicles, contrasting with other cities like Boston, considering bans. He sees tech as a source of jobs and economic growth for San Francisco. Microsoft Azure is down, affecting 365, Xbox, Minecraft, and others. Microsoft Azure, the cloud computing service from Microsoft, is facing a major outage affecting various services like Microsoft 365, Xbox, and Minecraft. The issue began around noon ET, with Microsoft attributing it to an accidental configuration change. Other businesses like Costco and Starbucks are also experiencing website outages. This incident comes just before Microsoft's earnings announcement and follows a recent outage by Amazon AWS. The outage impacted multiple websites, banks, and government services. No timeline for service restoration has been provided. AI agents are terrible freelance workers. The experiment conducted by Scale AI and the Center for AI Safety revealed that even the most advanced AI agents are not effective at online freelance work, contradicting the idea of AI replacing office workers. The Remote Labor Index measured the ability of AI models to automate valuable work, with the best agents only able to complete less than 3% of tasks. While AI has made progress in coding and logical reasoning, it still struggles with complex tasks and lacks the ability for continual learning like humans. Despite speculation about AI surpassing human intelligence, the study suggests that AI is not yet. 8 seconds. Former L3Harris Trenchant boss pleads guilty to selling zero-day exploits to Russian broker. Former L3Harris general manager Peter Williams has pleaded guilty to selling surveillance technology to a Russian broker, violating national security protocols. The stolen material included sensitive cyber exploit components meant for exclusive use by the U.S. government and allies. Williams exploited his access to the company's network to steal these components. He sold the exploits to the Russian broker for millions in cryptocurrency. Williams faces up to 10 years in prison for each charge of stealing trade secrets. The case has caused over $35 million in losses to Trenchant. Google to bring shuttered nuclear power plant back from the dead. Google has partnered with NextEra Energy to revive a closed nuclear power plant in Iowa. The Duane Arnold Energy Center was shut down in 2020 after a storm damaged part of the containment system. The plan is to recommission the plant to generate an additional 14 megawatts of electricity. Google has agreed to purchase a majority of the power for 25 years. This move reflects a trend of tech companies turning to nuclear power as a clean energy source for their data centers, alongside solar and battery options.